under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We look forward to having you as our listening audience, and we also look forward to having you call in with your discussion, your questions and answers and comments about the issue of the day. We're talking about a subject today that you might need to have a little instructional information to understand it. Who is the most powerful person in America today? Is it Nancy Pelosi? Is it Chuck Schumer? Is it Crockett, one of the wacko representatives from Texas? Is it AOC? Who is the most powerful person in America today? Is it the president? Or is it an unelected judge making a decision to rule America from his office with illegitimate charges and indictments, judicial lawfare taking place? I believe that's the answer. And it will not sustain itself if it's allowed to continue. That's what we're talking about today. Perhaps some of you recall the biblical account in the scripture, 2 Chronicles chapter 10, not 17 verses in that chapter. 2 Chronicles chapter 10, sorry, there's 19 verses, verses 1 through 19. Let me read two or three verses to set the stage. It came to pass when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, whither he fled from the presence of Solomon the king, heard it, and Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. And they sent and called him. So Jeroboam and all of Israel came and spake to Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore cease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father, and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we'll serve him. And he said unto them, Come now unto me after 3 days. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give ye me to return the answer to the people? So the picture is, he's asking the old counselors that were former counselors for Solomon, what should we do? How should we respond? Basically, the response was, and I'll put it, paraphrase it, verse 7, be kind, be considerate, please the people, encourage them, serve the people, reduce the taxes, etc., etc., etc. They'll love you and serve you. That's what the scripture says. But the king decided, the one that was taking Solomon's place after Solomon had died, made the decision that he's going to listen to the young czars that he went to for counsel, and made the decision he'd follow them rather than follow the seasoned counselors that gave wise advice. The young counselors, the young czars, as I call them. By the way, I outlined all of this in my book of a few years ago. The title of the book was, Is It Time for Revolution? There will be a revolution. Will it be the battlefield or the ballot box? And I'm thankful we had a revolution in America, November the 5th, 2024. And so the revolution took place at the ballot box and not in the battlefield. But as a result of that, we're finding today that as President Trump tries to follow wise counsel, making the decision of leadership for America, He's being undermined, torn down, and an attempt to destroy on every hand. I find it fascinating and yet sad that we find that judges, as one writer put it, where an individual judge sitting in his small office in a small town, in a small state, with a small, a circuit of influence, can sign an injunction or an order and cease the presidential office of the United States of America, take control and the power out of the hands of the elected president, and put the power and the control in the hands of a judge. And now, as it stands, ladies and gentlemen, I think the number is at 134 or 136 suits against President Trump, Elon Musk, and others in the Trump orbit. This major Trump derangement syndrome that's taking place today as never before. So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about some of the things that are taking place in America today. What's happening as a result of the battle against Elon Musk, simply because he's been asked to help, and he's helping America because he loves America, and he's uncovering billions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse. And what does he get in return? Waste, fraud, and abuse. If I can use that turn of words. There's a group paid by George Soros and others that's trying to tear down and destroy Tesla and anything that Elon Musk has investment in as a result of what he's doing. Would you have ever believed that we'd come to the point and place in America where the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party would hate, reject, rebel, and refuse anything that would save taxpayers' dollars? Would you think that we'd come to a point and place in America where the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party would rather have death by way of murder in the mother's womb of a baby than the preservation of life? Would you ever believe we'd come to a point and place in America where the LGBTQ sodomite agenda would be the primary thing that's being battled for the Democratic Party? The Democratic Party is simply, ladies and gentlemen, gone off the rails with Trump derangement syndrome. We're going to talk about that and some of the attributing factors in relationship to what is happening today. Pam Bondi says the U.S. Supreme Court will get involved in the out-of-control judges. We'll look at that article later. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do not face the issues based on denominational dogma. Do not face the issues based on some political, philosophical rhetoric or some desired end result based on a political party. But we face the issues and deal with the issues based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's word. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said this: "If you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. "Thy word is truth." And ladies and gentlemen, the word of God stands for eternity. Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord will endure forever." That's a long, long time, forever. But the further a society goes from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. That's a quote from the secularist George Orwell. The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Have you ever tried to get into a crowd and you talk about political issues? You talk about the conservative views? You mention about Donald Trump and what he's doing to save America and to deliver us from the evil wickedness that's found through so many programs that was instituted through Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And you try to get into a conversation, and it seems as though they're blind, deaf, and dumb at the same time, the opposing view, and they will challenge what you say, even though you're speaking the truth. That goes back to Orwell's statement. I'm not deifying George Orwell. That's not the point. But in his dystopian novel published in the late 40s entitled 1984, Orwell was on target when he said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But truth matters regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. There are a lot of folks today that are going along with half-truth. I've said for many, many years, half-truth is a whole lie. We need to recognize the society in which we're in today does not want to believe the truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said the decline of America is based on the death of truth. And he said in part, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real, yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in Christian churches. And then we find that, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials do not believe in absolute truth. Headline says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. No absolute truth. In fact, the millennials today, 55% of them, say that each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. You can bifurcate it. You can change it. You can water it down. You can tell a half-truth, but it's not the truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day. In my monologue every day, is we need to stand for the truth and defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory flowing. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in a moment, we're going to open our telephone lines and ask you to call in. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. If you call into the lines are busy, keep calling. Don't hang up. Keep calling. We have a limited number of lines, and as a result of that, if we have a half a dozen or so people trying to call at the same time, you might get a busy signal. Call back. Don't give up on it. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing the end result of a revolution at the ballot box. A revolution at the ballot box. By the way, when you study the biblical text that I just spoke of in 2 Chronicles, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 19, you find the end result of that revolution. The king was destroyed, his life taken, and the IRS agents chased out of town. Now, I'm not recommending either of those, but I'm just giving you an understanding of what God's Word says about it when you have a battle for truth and a battle against truth. And that's what took place according to 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verses 1 and following. But ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very clear. It says, but as for the children of Israel, they dwelt in the cities of Judah. Rehoboam resigned over them. No, reigned over them, I'm sorry. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadarden and was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him, and with stones that he died. And the King Rehoboam made speed to get him up, and his chariot fled. Chased the king out of town, killed the IRS agent. I don't want to see that as the result in America, but I am telling you that we're witnessing some of the same, modus operandi taking place in America today. I believe God put Donald Trump in office for a purpose, and I believe that purpose was to, he's using the term, make America great again. I believe Donald Trump was placed in office to give America a four-year reprieve to see what we will do with the Word of God, to see if we'll turn back to God, see if we'll open our schools and allow the one of the textbooks to be the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, to see if our schools will stop sexualizing and weaponizing and demonizing our students and teach them as they need to be taught in the morals, ethics, values, and the academics that the schools are set up for. By the way, that's another question today. Should the U.S. Department of Education be shut down? Should we allow the federal government to be the arbiter of what is truth and what is not truth, what should be taught and what should not be taught? Should we allow these departments and agencies that are bringing about waste, fraud, and abuse, should we allow them to be shut down? Is Donald Trump on the right track with what he's doing? If so, what should we do? How should we respond? Ezekiel 33:10 says, how should we then live? And after the first nine verses of what God had charged him with, being the one that's sitting on the wall, the watchman on the wall, and warning of danger to come. And if we do not, God says that the blood will be on our hands. If we do, we're free because we have challenged and given input and given information about the dangers to come. And then the question is, how should we then live? So that's the question today. Who is the most powerful person in America? It's the Judge Boasberg that sits behind his desk making the decision that even though he's not elected, even though he's a single individual, even though he's charged with the responsibility as a circuit court judge to mind cases in his circuit, and he does not have the authority to write an edict to stop President Trump or any president in office with what God has placed him there to do. And our Constitution is very, very clear as to what the president is authorized to do, what he's not authorized to do. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I tell you the truth. George Soros, Obama, and the World Organization trying to destroy America, and we don't stand up. How can a judge overrule the president, the commander in chief of this country, try to tell him what to do? And he's like a net. I mean, I don't mean to say it like that, but it's the truth.
Well, when you look at the big perspective, I'd put it on the basis very similar, Kenneth, to what you just said. You picture a gigantic wall that's clear and plain, and you put a fly speck on there. That's how that judge is in the perspective of all that we see in the world and what Trump should be doing. I'm looking at a headline. I want your take on it. Mark Levine said, we have an authoritarian judiciary that's creating an authoritarian republic. Further, he says these federal judges are at war with the representative form of government and the consent of the people, end quote. What say you? Is that what we're witnessing? We're witnessing an authoritarian judiciary? Are they doing what is right?
No, I tell you, Dr. Youngblood, be honest, all these judges, they are appointed by Obama. Obama, number one, and Crazy Joe. God forgive me for calling him Crazy Joe. Joe that can't know that he's in the basement or in the White House. Did I say it like
that? He didn't know what state he was in, still doesn't. He didn't know whether he was vice president or president. He didn't know whether he was running for re-election for senator or for president at the time. Here's the bottom line, Kenneth, as I see it. I'm looking at Deuteronomy 16:19. Thou shalt not rest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. Then in Exodus 23:8, and thou shalt not take a gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. That's what we see taking place today with the judges. We're witnessing paid mouthpieces, and they're paid from the standpoint of their allegiance. These judges, as you said, are appointed by Obama and Biden, and they have an allegiance to the Democratic Party. They give to the Democratic Party. They support the Democratic candidates, and they see this as an opportunity to undermine, tear down, and destroy Donald J. Trump. It goes back to the Trump derangement syndrome that we're suffering with in America. We had part of that in his first round as president in 2017, 18, et cetera, et cetera. And that's been revived in its own fire in America where these people. In fact, I just read an article where some movie star, I've forgotten who it was, moving to Canada, said she didn't want to breathe the air that Trump breathes. I don't know how you're going to surround that. I reckon a wall goes up at the border of Canada so it stops all air coming from Canada or from America. That's the idiocy that we're seeing taking place today. So I pray that there's a mindset of those that are listening. The mindset is that we ought to pray for Trump. We ought to ask God to continue to give him wisdom, guidance, and direction, and most of all, protection from the enemy. Just see what they're doing to Elon Musk. Watch what they're doing across America with the burning of the Teslas and the bombing of the Teslas. And the Kenneth, I read several articles just the past few days where people that are driving Teslas, and I don't like the things, I don't mind telling you. I want a gasoline-propelled car, not a battery-operated. But anyway, that being aside, where people are driving down the highways, driving through the streets, and they get blockaded and stopped, and the cars, their cars harmed and are the people harmed. Got an article where a 61-year-old woman was beaten in the face from her car window because somebody blocked her in the streets, went back to the car, and tried to beat her to death because she was driving a Tesla. That's where we are in America. That's the division. And the Lord Jesus said that a divided home or a divided nation cannot stand. And today, we're divided. Nope. Go ahead.
No, I said, you are right. Like the word says,
we need to pray and keep asking God to bless. Go ahead.
No, I say, yes. Like you said, a house divided cannot stand.
Impossibility. We need to see that and recognize that. And as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to stop being silent. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and be part of the salt and light that God's charged us with the responsibility of being. The church in America has been silent too long. I believe that that is part and parcel. That is part and parcel of what's brought this about today is the silence of Christians and conservatives and spineless pastors in the pulpits that refuse to stand and speak about the issues that are at hand. But Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. We need to keep praying, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're asking the question today, who's the most powerful person in America? And it seems that Bosberg, the judge that has stopped Trump with the majority of what he's attempted to do, appears to think that he's the most powerful person. And I think that we see Chief Justice John Roberts that's silent. I don't understand the silence. I believe there needs to be, Roberts needs to speak up. In fact, let me just give you a little civics lesson. Most are not aware of the fact that all of these federal circuit judges by the hundreds across America are responsible to John Roberts. He's the chief judge of the Supreme Court, but he's the chief federal judge that is responsibility of overseeing and calling into question and stopping what is happening with the lawfare by these circuit federal judges. It's John Roberts' silence that's allowing this to happen. I'm looking at an article that says Trump and Musk erupt when they learned the dark history of the anti-deportation judge. Both Donald Trump and Doge leader Elon Musk are reacting to the unearthed two-year-old remarks by a federal judge who is now trying to halt the deportation flights for violent illegal alien criminals. On January 24, 2023, Judge Bosberg, who heard many of the J6 cases, that is January 6th, openly admitted that he didn't think harsh enough laws existed on the books to punish the J6 defendants. He openly discussed his bias toward these defendants when speaking to future lawyers. He thought people should have been treated differently because it was January the 6th. but the judge doesn't mind if criminals come into the country. He is a constitutional disaster, Donald Trump said. A constitutional disaster. I believe I have Terry on the line. Terry, go with your question. Comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I hope you're well.
I was listening to the show, and to me, whoever is over Obama is the most important, you know, Satan is ruling right now from the White House on down with the rest of them. But I think, too, in the churches, and God knows who's ever in laity, whatever they call the different, like, evangelists, you know, we have, and different laity. I think from the pandemic, some of us fell from the wayside. And we don't have that zeal like we used to. And also, too, there are some pastors who were not called to be a pastor of a church. Just because you had a good feeling or you got delivered from something and you feel you can have this and that, that's a calling. And not everybody can pastor. There are some that can draw money and they'll keep them there, even though knowing that that's not a...
Terry, there's an old cliche, an old saying that some are called, but most are frozen. Some are chosen, but most are frozen. And that stands to reason. I'm looking at a headline article. Chief Justice Roberts rebukes President Trump after he called to impeach judge over the deportation ruling. It goes on to say Supreme Court Justice John Roberts rebuked President Donald Trump after he called for the judge who ruled against the deportation efforts to be impeached. For more than two centuries, it's been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning judicial decisions, end quote. That was the blanket statement that Judge Roberts made, and that is simply not true. He says, for two centuries, it's been established. There's nothing that has established that fictional statement by Judge Roberts. Nothing in law, nothing in case law, history law would establish the fact for two centuries that impeachment is not the right thing. Impeachment has been used. Impeachment is the right thing when a judiciary individual, a judge sitting in judgment over a case in a black robe, he's not elected by the people, he's appointed, but when he makes a decision, it's not God. It's not God speaking. And as a result of that, he cannot rule over the Oval Office and make a decision. His responsibility is to hear cases in his circuit, his judiciary responsibility, not 3,000 miles away, as is in some of the cases, making a decision and passing an edict that says President Trump's got to do according to that judge's orders. Trump called the U.S. District Judge James Boasberg to be impeached after he issued temporary orders blocking his administration using the 1789 Enemies Alien Act, or the Alien Enemies Act. Terry, it deserves our prayer, recognition that we are in a constitutional crisis. 134, 136 cases have already been filed against Elon Musk and or Donald Trump and or others in his cabinet, trying to block, to stall, to prevent, to undermine and destroy what Trump is supposed to do based on the Constitution. So, Terry, thank you so much. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. It's kind of an opening lead that I'm using to discuss these various issues. Who is the most powerful person in America today? It's certainly not Chuck Schumer. It is certainly not Nancy Pelosi. It is not Mitch McConnell. It is not AOC. It's not even the President of the United States of America. Some of these judges, in fact, one or two in particular, feel that they're the most powerful person in America, and they can make decisions that block the President with what God has called him to do. Pam Bondi says the U.S. Supreme Court will need to get involved in these out-of-control judges. Pam Bondi, the chief law enforcement officer in America today under the Department of Justice, says that the judges are out of order. They're totally out of order constitutionally. They're out of order with the lawfare. They've tried to use lawfare to destroy Trump for the past 10 years. They're trying to destroy Trump and America today by using lawfare. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue to discuss this issue right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park.